independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Man, every time we come on the air at this time, there always seems to be something exciting happening. And apparently, in a memo, Comey wrote that Trump asked him personally to end the Michael Flynn investigation. That don't look good, kids. Got to be honest with you there. That there don't look good. Anthony's joking around earlier. Say this with me. President Pence. former FBI Director James Comey wrote in a memo that President Donald Trump asked to end the investigation of National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. According to a source familiar with the matter, Comey was so appalled by the request that he wanted to document it, the source say. Comey shared it with FBI senior officials, according to the source. I hope you can let this go. CNN has not reviewed the memo, but the memo is the clearest sign yet potential interference by Trump with investigation into whether members of his campaign colluded with the Russians. Who with the Russians? So I'm sure as this stuff breaks throughout the day, and there'll be more of it, but as it looks at this moment, at this time, yet again, something else breaking every day. It's a 24-hour news cycle with this guy. It's go, 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 go. News, 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 news. The minute something's done, up pops something else. The minute that starts to slow down and everybody takes a deep breath, he doesn't let you sit on your laurels, boom, up pops something else, and then so on and so forth. I don't know. People are asking me today, what do you think's going to happen? I'm like, I have no idea. I don't. Here, let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to live your life, and whatever happens there is going to happen. That's what's going to happen. I don't know. Doesn't affect you. That I do know. Now, what may happen that may have some little effect on your life, but even then, you know, I was talking to my mom a couple weeks ago about the whole thing that went down, you know, back in the day with Watergate and Nixon. And she goes, you know, it was such huge news. It was massive news. It was all of this stuff that happened. And back in the day when we didn't get the news in 24-hour news cycles, like all of these television shows that just play stuff over and over. And she goes, you know, we get our newspapers maybe in the evening. We'd have an evening edition, and then we have news bit throughout the day. But outside of that, it would be like you'd be watching a soap or you'd be doing something, and then breaking news, and they would talk about it. And it took a long time. I mean, it was a long investigation to get to the point where he resigned. But even when he resigned, it wasn't like life changed. It was just odd. And that's the way you take this. I don't know what's going on. I know that there is a bunch of people in the media that live for this guy. Let me tell you something. The media is going to be really pissed off if they manage to take him down and then they realize 6 months later that nobody watches their dumbass shows because nothing else is going on because the guy that came in behind him is squeaky clean and as boring as the day is long. Watch out when you bite the hand that feeds you, kid. I don't know whether or not the memo's real. I've stopped listening to what sources say here, sources say there. I said earlier today on my other show, I'll tell you guys this right now. I have friends, the people I know, who are sources, and I don't always know if I believe everything they say because I don't know where they're getting their stuff from, and I don't want to know, but sometimes I sit there and think, I'm not going to talk about that because I'm not feeling that's something that's real. Or you're getting your information from somebody who's telling you something, you heard it third hand from somebody, and that maybe, just maybe, there may be a kernel of truth here or there, but it's not enough that I would say I'm going to stake my credibility on that. But everybody wants him gone, right? Like, for the Democrats have made this an absolute, I'm going after him, and we're coming hard. We are coming hard. This is it. Now, the White House has said they've never asked Comey to do anything. They never asked him to stop an investigation. Never asked any of those things. And now you've got two people. You've got a person who was fired, who could easily look like a disgruntled employee, and whose credibility has been challenged. And then you've got a White House that is under attack and under siege from everybody, from the Democrats to the media across the board. So I don't know. What I do know is today when they were talking about whether or not something had been leaked or something had happened, you know, at the meeting between Lavrov and the president, he came out today and reiterated again, no, it was all good. It was all just about fighting terrorism.
We had a very, very successful meeting with the foreign minister of Russia. Our fight is against ISIS. As General McMaster said, we're going to have a lot of great success over the next coming years, and we want to get as many to help fight terrorism as possible. And that's one of the beautiful things that's happening with Turkey.
Beautiful. Turkey. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You think he pardoned Erdogan, the president of Turkey, today? How great would that be if he had him come like the week of Thanksgiving and then he pardoned him? I think that'd be the best. But in the end, none of this stuff plays into anything that matters, right, in our life, in our day-to-day life. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know this. Like everything else, don't put all your eggs in the political basket because it really means very little. The stuff that happens in and around the town that you're in are things that matter the absolute most. That is the effect of what you're doing in your business, in your life. Now, granted, the healthcare thing is an issue, but that's going to be a battle whether he's there or not. Granted, the tax issue is something big, but this needs to be done, and both sides need to approach this. There are a lot of things like that that will come into play, but those things, you know, you're in charge of your life. You're in charge of your life. The government shouldn't give you anything and shouldn't take away anything. All too often, they have to give to people because they take away from a lot of other people, and it gets frustrating. It does. But what happens here is all of the stuff that I think needs to happen, all of the things that I want to see take place, all of the things that would help us aren't getting done. It's not. And there's an excuse after 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 an excuse. Now we got this investigation. Then there's that investigation. The media is bringing down my throat, and all of a sudden this isn't going well. And here goes the healthcare bill down to the Senate. Now we may not get this done for a while. Now the taxes with this whole thing with Comey. Now this big giant debacle. Hey, you know what? We may not even get the taxes throughout the summer. All of these things are stupid. You have more than one thing you can do there. Get your ass in and get working. Government, get in there and get working. Enough of the crap. I don't need to hear it. All you're doing is bringing me excuses of why you can't do things. Guess what? I have a feeling you can both investigate and listen to all the things that are happening with Comey and Flynn, and at the same time, go into another room and figure out how you guys can knock out the taxes and get stuff done. Senate, I have a feeling you guys can sit around and say, well, let's tackle this thing. We've got a few minutes on what we can do with health care. How do we get this knocked out? How do we move forward in a situation like this? Oh, yeah, I think these things can be done. I really do. Now, whether or not they'll do that, I doubt it. You know, it's raining outside. You've asked the kids to take the trash out for 3 straight days. They haven't done it. Trash is coming tomorrow, and now they've got another excuse. But, Mom, I don't want to get wet. I'll take it in the morning when I do have to go outside. That's what they do. They bring you excuse after excuse. What should matter is take care of the things that need to be done. I need you to fix immigration. I need you to revamp this incredibly convoluted and ridiculous tax system. And you guys over there on the Democratic side, you broke the healthcare system more than it was already breaking itself. Under the guise of trying to fix it, and the Republicans are trying to fix it under the guise of we're doing this because we think this is the right thing to do, and both of y'all need to shut up and get doing what you're supposed to be doing. As far as everything else, it's just a bunch of noise, a bunch of crap. That's all it is. It's a bunch of absolute crap. It is TMZ for the political world. That's exactly what this is. That right there, that area in and around there, they call it the Beltway. That's TMZ for the political world. It's all a bunch of, did you see? Did you hear? Did you see that so-and-so said this? Did you see? Did you see what such-and-such did? Did you know where such-and-such was last night? Did you hear what Schumer said? Did you hear what Pelosi said? Did you hear what Graham said? Did you hear what Cruz said? Whoop, 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 whoop. That's all. That's it. That's it. You could put Harvey Levin in there and let him have a ball with all this crap. But much like TMZ, it's all loud noise and none of it matters. I've never seen more people stand around, bitch, whine, and moan, scream at each other, get in front of cameras, knock each other down, and at the end of the day, we're in the same place. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chatbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Hope you're having a good tostada Tuesday. I know I am. Speaking of a good day, here's a bad day, and then here's a good day. Bad day is, starts out good, you and your family going on vacation. And away you guys head. You're off to a fun family vacation. All of you are off enjoying yourself. Your house, sitting there, locked up. Nobody's breaking in, but something happens. And all of a sudden, the smoke alarm goes off, and all of a sudden, your house is on fire. And by the time the neighbors figure it out at 3 in the morning, as you're relaxing and enjoying yourself in Europe, your house is partially burnt down. Memories are gone, and $40,000 later, you're frustrated. Ooh, that's not good. Or you can be person number two, on vacation, also going to Europe, also ready to enjoy themselves. Lo and behold, they went and got the Simply Safe security system sitting right there. Doors locked. Nobody's trying to get in, but the fire comes. Smoke alarm goes off. Simply Safe's 24/7 around-the-clock professionals figure that out. They hear it. They're alerted. They send the emergency people that need to be sent. Your house is saved. No damage is really done. You enjoy your vacation. Who do you want to be? For less than $15 a month, you can have Simply Safe round-the-clock professional security monitoring with no contracts, no hidden fees, or you can be family number one whose house burns down and you lose $40,000 worth of stuff. Whoa, yeah, I'll do B. Give me Simply Safe. Get 24/7 connection to dispatch and lightning-fast response times in emergencies with Simply Safe Home Security. Order today, and you're going to get my special 10% discount. Go down to simplysafe.com/Benson. That's simplysafe.com/Benson. One more time, 10% off your home security system. Get it now. Go to simplysafe.com/Benson. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson. He's more popular in France than Jerry Lewis.
If you're talking about impeachment, you're talking about what are the facts? Not, I don't like him, and I don't like his hair, and I think, what are the facts? I don't like what he said about this or that. What are the facts that you would make a case on? What are the rules that he may have violated? If you don't have that case, you're just participating in more hearsay.
That right there was Nancy Pelosi, who had a town hall last night because they're giving everybody the opportunity to have a town hall, apparently, on CNN. Again, mine was scheduled for tonight, but I'm doing the show. So tomorrow I'll have one, I'm sure. And anyways, tonight is, was it Sanders and Kasich are tonight, I believe. That's what I'm hearing. You know what? I agree with her. Like, and I know somebody's going to text me, how can you agree with her? Because she's right. You can't just say, I don't like the guy. Let's impeach him. That's not the way it works in life, Democrats. She's right. You can't just come out and say, I don't like his hair. I think he's a jerk. He's a misogynistic pig. He's a horrible human being. I don't like him. I want somebody new. It doesn't work that way. You scream and shout. The media has it out for this guy. Look, have I been a fan of Trump and the way that he's acted at times? No, very adolescent at times. Very frustrating at times. There are people out there that love him. You know what? Good for you. If you love him and he's your hero, fantastic. That's your thing. But I will defend the fact that he's my president. I want him to be successful. I think that he has gotten a raw deal on more than a few occasions. And I believe the media, the big media, not you know, certain websites, you know, not the Breitbarts and the Blazes of the world, not the certain, you know, Foxes, which is a big media. But outside of that, you know, all the big print media, the Washington Post and the New York Times and you know, the L.A. Times. And on top of that, CNN, NBC, MSNBC, ABC, CBS. They have it out for them. They're activists more than they are journalists. I said that yesterday, and I mean it. They're activists more than they are journalists. Republicans gave everything they could to annoy, to poke, to prod, to accuse, to slow up Barack Obama when he became president. Democrats are doing the same thing. The difference is the media loved Barack Obama and cheered him on, and Trump isn't getting that. I agree with Nancy there. You know, I do. You can't just say, I don't like the dude, so let's do this. Doesn't work that way, folks. Little fun time now. How about this? We do our urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
Urban word of the day. I think this is the perfect word for everybody in D.C. who covers this stuff at nauseam 24-7 and sits in front of our televisions and does what? They become klazomaniacs. The double take from Anthony. Klazomaniac, a person who can only speak by shouting. That's all they can do. Can you please stop being a klazomaniac and calm down, everybody in D.C.? Klazomaniac spelled K-L-A-Z-O and then maniac. Klazomaniac is your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Larger than life cranium, by the way. Larger than life cranium. The Chad Benson Show Facebook. At Chad Benson Show Twitter. C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. You can text the program 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com and check out ChadBensonShow.com. A lot of cool stuff up there. Up there in that there website. Oh, we do, we do. Caffeine is a killer. Or is it? I don't really think it is. But you got to watch what you put your kids, allow your kids to have. And how much of it. Talk about that straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Every day we consume stuff that we probably shouldn't consume, but it tastes good, so we do it. Caffeine being one of the things that most of us time during the day consume, whether it's coffee in the morning, Diet Cokes and Cokes throughout the afternoon, maybe an energy drink. We all do it, so let's not pretend. Right now I'm drinking iced tea. I went a long time without consuming caffeine, but I like an iced tea every day because I probably drink too much lemonade. What can it do, though, to a youngster? That is the question people are asking, because there was somebody, Davis Allen Cripe, 16, died last month to what people are calling a caffeine-induced cardiac event. Now, this happened in Columbia, South Carolina. And here's the thing, though. And Anthony and I were talking about it today, because I look at it like this. You don't know what's wrong with that kid, right? Every year, as we start football practice here in the next couple, 2 months or so, kids, high school kids, could be out there playing football, and we're going to hear about a kid that dies of a heart attack. We're going to be hearing about a kid who, you know, little things are going to happen, and kids are going to die. You don't know. I always bring up Hank Gathers. You don't remember him, a great basketball player, Loyola Marymount, who died on the court. You don't know what is up. Their heart may have a sell-by date, and that is as many beats as it's got, and then it's over. Could this stuff contribute to that? Absolutely. But is it all about that? That's my question. That is. I mean, again, he's 16 years old, but when you hear about how many drinks you have, I think you'll have the same kind of questions I do.
A remarkable kid, Davis was. He was totally against drugs. He was totally against alcohol. He talked to his friends about not doing any of these things, how dangerous they were, and he thought it was stupid. And he didn't do any of that. But Davis, like so many other kids and so many other people out there today, were doing something they thought was totally harmless. and that was ingesting lots of caffeine.
Lots of caffeine. So remember that. Remember, his name is Davis Allen Kripe, 16 years old, South Carolina, seemed to be a healthy kid. He died in a cardiac-induced event brought on by a caffeine overdose, they're saying. The Mayo Clinic's report approximately 400 milligrams of caffeine a day is safe for most healthy adults, which is roughly the amount of 4 cups of root coffee, 10 cans of cola, 2 energy shot drinks. So remember that, because when you hear about what he drank, I think you're going to scratch your head as much as I did.
Davis, on this particular day, within the 2 hours prior to his death, we know had consumed a large diet Mountain Dew, a cafe latte from McDonald's, and also some type of energy drink. Now, the purpose here today is not to slam Mountain Dew. It's not to slam cafe lattes. It's not to slam energy drinks. But what we want to do here today is make people understand that these drinks, this amount of caffeine, how it's ingested, can have dire consequences. And that's what happened in this case.
If this is true, by the way, and I'm going to point this out, here's something for you. If this is true, that he died from a caffeine-induced overdose, we need to take it off the market. Because if marijuana is a Schedule I drug and nobody could ever die from an overdose of marijuana and somebody died from a latte, a monster drink, and a Mountain Dew, then we've got issues here. I've always said, if we discovered caffeine today, it would never get FDA approval. It would never get through. It would never be served. Period. But you heard what he said there. He had a Mountain Dew, he had a cafe latte, and he had a Monster Energy drink. I don't think he drank them all in the space of 10 minutes because usually I can find them all together. So 2 hours. 2 hours. So you get a cafe latte and you get a Mountain Dew. That's, you know, 90 minutes. And then later on, you drink yourself a, you know, Monster Energy drink or Red Bull, whatever they are out there, Rockstar. I don't know. You know, you go now and there's like 5,000 of them, right? I found this to be puzzling because I don't find this to be something that this, it's not like he consumed. Listen to what they're saying, which is you can get away with. And this is not get away with. This is basically, this is safe, is what they're saying for the Mayo Clinic. 4 cups of brewed coffee, 10 cans of cola, or 2 energy shot drinks. He had 1 soda, he had 1 latte, and he had 1 energy drink. That's not that, right? Like, I don't think it's that. But you do have to watch what goes in your kid's body. You do. I mean, that's utterly important. I mean, with Jack, we monitor him when he's with Daddy. It's obviously we have a my monitoring at times is a little bit less. But, you know, he didn't drink a lot of caffeine. Very rarely. You know, he gets a root beer. Maybe once in a while he'll have a Coke. But outside of that, if he drinks any soda, mostly it's water, if he drinks any soda, it's Sprite. And I was, you know, remember when you were younger, too, we didn't have energy drink kids. We had a thing called Jolt Cola, which was essentially energy drink in Coca-Cola-like form, right? In a soda-like form. It was Jolt. It was like 25 times the caffeine. You're like, yeah. Kids would stay up at night drinking Jolt. I had pizza, and I stayed up, and I drank 12 Jolts, and we'd be excited. But you do have to watch what you put inside of your body. That's for sure. But I find this whole thing to be one of those puzzling things where there's more to the story. You can't just singularly blame the energy drink and the latte and a Mountain Dew, because if the recommended amount safely is 400 milligrams, and that includes 4 brewed cups of coffee or 10 sodas, 2 energy drinks, and you didn't drink anywhere near that, I think there's more to it than just that. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Somebody tweets at me, and a lot of people have. You can feel free to tweet at Chad Benson Show. Does the media have it out for Trump? Seriously, Chad? Question mark, question mark, question mark. I think that's a very fair question mark. That's actually the question of the day on the Twitter. Does the media, and I'm talking about the mainstream media, does it have out? Meaning, are they giving him a fair shake? I think if you're a person who is honest, I think if you're a person who is, and meaning, you know what, I don't see things red and blue or right and left or Republican, Democrat. I'm open-minded enough that I don't have an opinion on everything, and I can come into something and say, okay, yeah, you know, then, yeah, I think you would say that there is a bit of a game going on here where the definitely the media has played the game. They love the 24-hour news cycle. They love to blow things up, and Trump gives them opportunities. Let's not forget that. Trump loves to give opportunities to these people, whether it be through tweets or some of the outlandish things he said. He has put that out there. But they have searched and continue to search. They have gone after him and asked questions after questions. They believe everything that everybody says about what's going on in there. And they take it and they blow it up. Do I think that they have it out for him? I think there's a portion of the media, a good-sized portion of the media, that definitely is not a fan of who he is as an individual and a human being. They think he's a misogynistic, disgusting pig who treats women like crap, and there may be some there. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not. But looking at everything, does he get a fair shake comparatively to somebody like Obama, who they didn't really vet? They paid very little attention to what a lot of the right-wing people were saying about their concerns, and it was just craziness, and it wasn't real, and you guys are overreacting, and you guys are acting a fool, and they carried him around on their shoulders in a gilded, giant, huge, throne. So I'd like to say that, you know, they're not really biased, you know, they're completely unbiased, but that's a lie. They are biased. They are. But he's also got to watch out, too, for another thing. What happens if he starts to lose the people that have supported him? Said yesterday that Ann Coulter is feeling like she thinks, well, maybe the Trump haters were right.
Conservative commentator Ann Coulter, author of a book titled In Trump We Trust, has expressed her unhappiness over the way the Trump presidency is unfolding, even calling it a disaster. In a recent interview with the Daily Caller, she was asked if she still trusts Trump given his lack of follow-through on issues like the border wall. And she said, I'm not very happy with what has happened so far. I guess we have to try to push him to keep his promises. But this isn't North Korea, and if he doesn't keep his promises, I'm out. This is why we voted for him.
And remember, she's a single-issue voter who has been maybe his most vocal supporter outside of old Diamond and Silk there. She has been a huge, huge vocal supporter of him. Absolutely. But her frustration is up there, and she's starting to ask questions as well.
She added, I think everyone who voted for him knew his personality was grotesque. It was the issues. Nevertheless, Coulter said people can't give up on him yet because, in her words, I really think in his heart he's a genuine patriot.
And I've always said I believe that he loves the American people. I believe he loves America. I believe he loves the country. From top to bottom, that includes the poor. As you know, it's not just the rich, as everybody says. I believe he definitely loves our country. And I believe that he's at times also an adolescent. And I think he throws fits. And I think that there are in many ways, he puts himself in situations that he doesn't need to put himself in. And he puts more undue pressure on himself and his administration and the people that work with him because he goes out and he says some stuff that's outlandish, or he'll make claims, or he picks a fight that he doesn't need to pick. But there's also frustration out there for somebody like Ann. Again, very vocal, but already starting to feel like, what's going on here? In the fact that, you know, his big thing was, we're building that damn there wall.
This hasn't stopped her from speaking out about her frustrations with Trump, however. On Saturday, she tweeted, today's border wall construction update. Miles completed yesterday? Zero. Miles completed since inauguration? Zero. Next update tomorrow.
That's not good. Again, when some of your biggest supporters are already just a few months in starting to feel like, uh-oh, do we make a mistake here? And I don't think we're at the point where we say we made a mistake. I don't. But I tell you what, there's got to be some changing, and there's got to be some movement. And he needs to – this is where he needs to become the president of the United States. He needs to stand up. He needs to knock off the crap. He needs to grab everybody by the scruff of the neck and say, look, we're going to do it this way. We're going to work hard. We're going to negotiate what we need to negotiate. We're going to put our foot down. We need to put our foot down. But no more of this crap. This 24-hour news cycle is going to bite us in the ass because they're looking for something. And the truth is, while there's nothing there, it's impeding on us and our progress. Let's focus on that and let the rest of the noise be what it is. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Feeling confused? No worries. That's why he's here. This is the Chad Benson Show, setting things straight.
I'm also paid to be here as part of my probation. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You know, a crazy story. I was thinking about all of the players and things in life that have happened, kids and athletes on the field or people that just it happens for them. And I was with a friend in Vegas several years ago, and we weren't drinking because we don't drink, but man, we were on a streak. We were doing quite well at the old tables there. And this is long ago. This is back when Jennifer Capriati, remember her, the tennis player, when she won the Australian Open. And we made last time I saw Jennifer, I'm like, thank you so much. We made a ton of money off you. But he drank so much caffeine, but he was up for like 2 or 3 days. And he must have had 1,000 cups of coffee stuff because he was on a winning streak. And he ended up having to go to the hospital. But it sure wasn't just 3 drinks, to tell you that. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Neil, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going, Chad?
It's going good, brother.
I love your show. I'm a registered independent.
Good thing, man. Good thing.
I got a story. I got a story for you. I was in boot camp out in Great Lakes in 97. And the guys were making these things called Ricky Rockets. And essentially it was chocolate milk, coffee, and sugar. And they would mix it all up and have like a couple of them just so that they could stay awake. And sure enough, there was a situation where there was two kids, not on the same day, but they were running. And next thing you know, they just collapsed. And one of them actually died right on the spot. And so our instructors told us to, they forbid us to make those from now on. So I'm wondering if it has something to do with the sugar content, too.
You know what? I'm sure it's lots of things. You know, first of all, again, your heart, the caffeine may cause that, but it's only because your heart is not as strong as it could be. So there's probably a mixture of stuff. For some people, you may stay up for 2 or 3 days, and you're putting your body through a tremendous amount of stuff. You see this a lot with kids who are playing video games and they end up collapsing because they drink all these energy drinks to stay awake and they don't sleep for days and they're sedentary. And it's a mixture of things. But the way this sounded, man, it was just like he had 3 drinks throughout the day. He looked like a normal kid that was always doing stuff by what I've read and what I've seen so far. So it might have just been his heart was, it already had issues. And this was just exacerbated that. And then he passed away. But you never know. I mean, you put your body through all kinds of stuff. I appreciate your call, man. Thanks so much. I will tell you this. Today, I was working out hard, and I said, I'm feeling down, and, like, I'm just kind of run down. So I stopped working out. I just said, I'm going to sit in the jacuzzi and head back to work. Sometimes your body tells you to do stuff. And who knows what else happened. But you never know. You don't. But it is funny, though, that caffeine is – they're saying caffeine killed somebody, and we're still looking for that elusive guy or gal that overdosed on weed. Jeff Sessions, if you could locate that person, we would be ever so excited. We'd love to talk to their family. And people go, well, there's this person. No, a real person that died on weed. Not somebody who took some synthetic weird stuff that's been laced and mixed with 5,000 other pieces. I mean, some dude who bought some weed and they smoked so much of it that he thought he was Bob Marley and he doesn't exist anymore because he just evaporated. Where's that guy? Caffeine, though, man. That stuff make your heart race. What do you think you take when you get, you know, your headache, right? What do they give you? Take aspirin and stuff like that. What's a lot of that stuff having it? Tylenol, all this stuff has caffeine in it. Gives you a little kick to the head, huh? Feel better. Yeah. But we don't know. I mean, we take all this stuff, you know? I always say one day we're going to wake up and we're going to finally go, milk was not as good as we thought it was for our body. Well, I'm sure we take a lot of things that aren't good for our body, but it tastes so great, right? Let's be real, on a hot day, Coca-Cola, oh, God, in a bottle, delicious. Iced tea. Phil got the old new, you got your new sun tea jar the other day, Phil?
I do, and I didn't bring it in with me today, but I probably will tomorrow.
God, when I was a kid, my grandma makes like three or four of those big things were out there making sun tea. I don't know what it is about the sun that makes the tea better, but it was delicious. Got caffeine in it. Mountain Dew, caffeine in it. All tastes good. But everything in life, kids, is in moderation. Everything you possibly can do, you do it in moderation. Unless, of course, you're the 24-7 news cycle, then you just talk about all this crap ad nauseum. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, CHADBENSON, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program always, 323-538-2423. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.